Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski, and amazingly enough, joining me in the studio after endless hiatus is Mary Zajac. It's so nice to see you.
It is so nice to be back, and I want to thank Kati Harrison, your lovely bride.
I've been cheating on you with my wife.
I think that's perfect. I want to thank Kati for sitting in for me while I was away, and our schedules just have not been in sync. I think some of that has to do with you getting married. But
I'm so sorry, you know. But,
and my congratulations to you both.
Well, thank you very much. In honor of that, we have two White Cote Tyrones to review this morning. And what's great about these, both are 2015. Both are Viognier, probably mostly, and also involve maybe Marsanne and Roussanne. Those are sort of the three typical white grapes of the Rhone. Both are around $10, and both are lovely, I think. Let us start with the Charles Thomas, Vin de la Vallée de Rhône, meaning wine from the Rhône Valley. This is your generic white Rhône blend, and we found that it was 70% Viognier, 30% Roussanne. This had an incredible nose, first of all.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that it's a generic blend, but this wine is not generic at all. I actually had this at home sort of by accident. My husband went to the wine store and brought home a Cote de Rhône thinking it was a Rouge. And it was actually a Blanc, but we chilled it and opened it up, and it was delightful. I get a lot of pineapple in the nose, a nice stoniness. It really has a lot of verve, a lot of backbone.
I get some cut grass. It was just so perfumey. You just wanted to keep smelling it. And then, frankly, drinking it, I thought it had enough acid and backbone. These wines can be blousy. It's hot there. And they can be a little bit all fruit and no acid. This had a nice mixture.
Yeah, I have to say that these are not always my favorite wines, even when very well made, because my palate tends to favor something a little bit leaner. But I really like this wine, and for the price, I think it's a fabulous deal.
That's the way I felt as well. Our second wine was from the Famille Perrin, the Perrin family. My impression is half the people in the Rhône are named Perrin, and I have married into the Perrin family, although they're Perrins here.
Vraiment?
And yes, exactly so. This is a Cote de Rhône Reserve. Now, I don't know how a $10 wine becomes Reserve, but we'll just ignore that. I thought was a perfectly nice wine. It didn't have the beautiful nose that the other wine had. In fact, the nose was pretty reserved. But I thought, while it didn't have quite as much acid, the fruit was not overdone. This was very enjoyable to drink as well.
Yeah, very respectable. I also didn't get a lot from the nose. Kind of a faint, maybe even baby oil scent from it. It was a little bit riper, more peach nuances coming through, and not as long a finish. I liked it, but I preferred the first wine.
Right. I'd be happy with either, but you're correct. I think the first one is a better balanced wine. If you want something a little bit bigger but not over the top, the Famille Perrin is also quite lovely. So explore the whites of the Rhône. They are worth looking at, and there's more diversity than you think. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Welcome back.
Great to be here.